Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's still down in Sacramento, so I got my good friend Ted Lighty here with me. Good morning, Ted.
Ooh, good morning, Carl. You look fantastic today in that Western shirt.
Hey, you know what? Yeehaw.
That's right.
Yippee-ki-yay. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And it is the 22nd of January, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room on our website, KCNR1460.com. Wow. And on the line, we have Jim from Haven Humane. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carl. How's it going?
Hey, you know what? We're living a dream, buddy. Living a
dream. Aren't we?
Hey, so who do you have today?
I decided to take a little bit different route today. Today is National Answer Your Cat's Questions Day, so I thought I'd highlight some of our special cats here. I'm talking about Gravy in particular. He's a really handsome, nice cat we have down here, but he's a little bit tricky, I guess you want to say. He doesn't really appreciate being held, but loves to be around people. So really what I'm trying to do is push the idea of barn cats on people. We have a lot of cats down here right now that are just not, the most enamored of humans, but would make, still need a loving home. And they would make great barn cats if you have a problem with rodents around your property or anything else like that, or just need somebody to hang out in your outbuildings with you. We got quite a few down here ready to go home.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, can you adopt a cat if you say it's a barn cat?
Yes, you can. Definitely. We have a special barn cat thing. It's $25 to adopt a barn cat. They get all the stuff that a normal adopted cat would get. Obviously, we don't want you getting a cat and throwing it outside and saying, do your thing. So we require you still. They need to be fed. They need to have a warm place to stay. They need shelter from the elements. They can't survive off of what you maybe want them to catch. You still have to feed them and water them and do all that stuff and take care of them. They're just not necessarily the kind of cat that we're going to live inside with you. So, and rather than euthanize a cat because he's not the kind of cat that wants to live inside a house, we think, well, let's get him out to a place where they can actually live their lives.
And have a job.
Exactly.
Now, if they turn down the food because they're constantly walking around with the mouse tail hanging out of their mouth,
exactly.
if it's just laying there burping all the time, you probably don't need to feed it as much.
Right, exactly. Just make sure there's food and water available and check on it every once in a while. Make sure it's staying healthy.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So do we have a lot of cats?
We do have a lot of cats right now. We still have quite a few dogs, but really we're kind of just running into this wall of kind of less socialized cats. And, my staff socializes them and visits with them on a daily basis, trying to kind of bring them out of their shells and make them more approachable by people. But there are some cats who just, at least here in the shelter, are never going to be really fans of people. So, this is just a way to give them a chance also.
Well, that's really great because not all cats are cuddly.
Exactly.
Now, Ted, you are married to a wonderful lady whom we love, but she's halfway there to being a cat lady.
She has a sweater with cats on it that she loves to wear. We have three cats, of course.
So you're halfway there. I don't think you can officially be a cat lady until you have six.
Six cats?
I think so.
Well, I'm afraid that could be outside of the scope of reality for me.
Okay.
No. I can't have six cats. We got three, and that's plenty.
But hey, it sounds like your heart's not in it, Ted.
Oh, I know. I guess I got to get more committed.
Well,
I got to get committed to the cats.
What Lisa did was she adopted was it from the car fire?
It's from the car fire.
She adopted a cat who got singed.
And
what, did it lose it parts of its ears? Or?
Well, the cat, what, lost, you know, some upper parts of its ears and whiskers, and, you know, its pads were burnt up and all that. So she adopted it. But the problem is, like, you know, like the cat we're talking about this morning, it doesn't like other cats.
Mm.
And so there are two things I can do on a nightly basis. I can either let the cats do what they want to do, which is fight and growl and you know, knock everything into the house, or we can somehow keep them separated. So the car fire cat cannot go to general population because it has a bad attitude. And when I say a bad attitude, I mean it is an automatic beatdown if you put that cat in with others. But as long as we keep them separated, everything is harmonious in the house. One cat lives upstairs, the other two live downstairs. The other two are peace-loving, you know. I mean, they are
very progressive.
They are very progressive. Leftist as you can get.
Yep, they're, you know, they believe in sharing everything with each other.
Absolutely.
Very liberal.
Well, kudos to you, Ted, for giving them the space they need and working hard to make sure you can keep all three cats. That's really great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, Jim, so just because a cat doesn't want to crawl in your lap doesn't mean it's not going to be a good cat and attentive and all that. Yeah. It may not be affectionate, but it's, you know, people buy cats. You know, frankly, I think people buy cats so the cat, you know, because cats are aloof. And they can take care of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a cat like Gravy, he's... you know, he's not a vicious cat. He loves people. He doesn't want to be picked up, but he loves to get scritched, and you know, he'll give you a little love bite if you scritch him for too long, and he likes to get rascally sometimes, but, you know, he's just not the kind that you want living in your bed and accidentally slapping him in the middle of the night and getting a little slap back, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, well, do you have any kittens down there?
Right now, it's kind of, we're in between kitten season right now.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's right.
We have a few in here, like 5 to 7 months old, but that's about the youngest we have at the moment.
Okay.
Come March and April and May, then we'll start to be swimming in them.
So how do people make an appointment to come down and see your kitties?
Oh, it's easy. Give us a call at 241-1653. Hit us up on Facebook or find our website, havenhumane.org.
There you go. Thank you very much. And please pass on our best to everybody else at Haven Humane.
I will do that. Thanks for having me, Carl.
You can have a great morning, brother. It's good talking to you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. One of the ways that you can help stay healthy here is by getting a good night's sleep. And since it's been proven through a series of tests that the sleep number IQ or the sleep IQ beds have helped people sleep better, an average of 57 to 60 hours more a year. It's almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep. And you know what? When you think about that, that's a lot. And what happens is the sleep number smart IQ or the sleep IQ sleep number bed adjusts to you as you move through the night. And if you think about that, you can already adjust your mattress to the way you like it. But, you know, you turn around, you know, you move a lot during the night when you're asleep. And the bed will actually adjust to your movements. So, I mean, doesn't do anything except help you sleep better. And, you know, you can, like I said, you can adjust your sleep number bed. So each side has its own firmness, like my sleep number setting is 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 45. The you know, Elk Killer goes back and forth, I guess, depends on which kind of night that sleep number that Elk Killer is having. But right now, proven quality sleep is the life-changing sleep you need, and now you can save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center, or go to sleepnumber.com. Of course, you want to go down, you want to lay on the bed, you want to see what it can do for you, and they can explain all the benefits of why having a sleep number bed is what you want. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:14 in the morning, and if you hand me that piece of paper there in front of you, Ted, today's weather is a 50% chance of showers. It's already been raining already, mainly before 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers. Saturday, sunny with a high near 60. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a low around 32. It's getting colder, my friends. And Sunday, rain mainly between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., a high near 86. Sunday night, a 50% chance of rain. And Monday, we're sunny again. Well, weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. We'll be right back after these messages.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip sync challenge, the best in bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to 55 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're going to throw some ideas out today that you're probably going to want to make a comment on. Once they've placed, hopefully we'll be with us at the 8 o'clock hour. But from now until 8, it's open line. And my co-host is Ted Lighty at 7:19 in the morning. And we're going to be rainy today, my friends. We're going to be rainy today. And it's currently 45 degrees out there. Let's just make this clear. There was a lot of things that Trump said I thought were not called for. However, the things he did for the veterans, the safety of this country, rebuilding the military, how he took care of the veterans, pulled us out of things that we should have never been in, and it was false anyway. The Paris climate accords treaty that President Obama in the last couple of months of his presidency, you know, signs us up for it. But see, that treaty is not worth anything. Not the treaty, but signing up for it means nothing, because treaties have to be passed by 2/3 of the Senate. Well, that was never going to happen. So he just somehow said it. We're going to join that group, and President Trump said it doesn't serve the purpose. It's hurting the American industry and the rest of the nations that are polluting a lot more than we are a member of it, but it doesn't do anything to them. So then now President Biden has come back and signed us back up for this, even though that you can sign us up, but it has not been approved by the Senate and will never be approved by the Senate. With that in mind, the election's over.
It's completely symbolic on his part. Completely.
It
just makes you happy. It makes everybody happy.
Well, it doesn't make everybody happy, but...
Well, I mean, it makes those who voted for him happy.
That's right. It makes him happy.
Because
he said he'd do it.
It's a return to normalcy, right? That's kind of what everybody's saying.
Well,
it's a return to normalcy.
We're past that.
Yeah.
That ended in 2016 with the all-out declared war on the Trump administration.
Oh, sure. No question. No question.
We're not going to get back to normalcy. However, he is our president.
That's right. That's how it works.
That's it. That's the way it works.
You know,
that's our president.
We have elections, and you can sit and cry about it, or you can look forward to the next election and what you're going to do for it about it. You know, I refuse to fuel my social media page with hate and how you know pissed off I am and all that. Look, I didn't vote for him. Everybody knows that about me, right? But it is what it is for 4 years, and you can either try to make a difference in a productive manner, or you can groan, gripe, and complain about it. I got that completely. And I will listen over a beer to people, you know, gripe, moan, groan, and complain. I got that, and I'm going to listen intently. But the bottom line is, I would rather look forward to what's going to go on or who our candidate is going to be in the next 4 years, because I can tell you this, here's not a good idea. Opening the southern border, just not a good idea. It's just not a good idea.
Ending our starting dependence on other countries for oil again. Under Trump, we became energy independent, and we're actually exporting oil. That's ending. He stopped the Keystone Pipeline. They've already put a pause on any permits on federal land for drilling or oil exploration. So, you know, we're going to go back, take a look at how much your gas is today, and we'll see what it is in a year. Maybe if it's the same, then we'll say, okay. But it's not one of those things you think is going to happen, because when you stop drilling and you stop finding oil and natural gas, see, there's also that battle on natural gas. But the reason I wanted to – but you put something on Facebook the other day.
Sure,
And what was that?
It was just a good luck, Joe Biden, our new president. I hope you do well, basically.
What happened?
Oh, man. My favorite posts are, goodbye, Ted. I just said, okay, see you later. I mean, it was really something. Both sides, actually.
Okay.
You know, some of them thought I was being sarcastic, so they hammered it. But, yeah, I mean, I just hope you know that I got your side. I understand your side, and I understand how mad you are about stuff. And I wasn't being sarcastic. I meant it. It's the way forward.
Yeah, you know,
it's the way forward.
You want him to be able to keep our country safe.
Sure.
You want under his leadership that the vaccines get out to everybody like he promised.
Hey, look, I love it. I mean, he's got a plan to get everybody vaccinated, and I love that part about it.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that works.
100 vaccination?
No, it's a million vaccinations a day for the first 100 days. Of his presidency.
That is nuts. I'm a fan of it.
Well, and the guy from Meet the Press, Chris Todd, I think is his name, and he's a left guy, and he said, well, if he doesn't do that, well, his administration is already a failure. Well, when he said that, he was attacked by his fellow libs. Just tore him up.
Did we do 100 yesterday? 100? Did we do
it? Did you do a million yesterday? I don't know.
Well,
the other thing.
That's a good question, I think.
The other thing, CNN used to be running, you know, that little thing that runs along the, that little streamer that runs across the bottom of the screen.
Sure, yeah.
It would say how many people died that day from COVID.
Right.
It's not doing it anymore.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Not doing it anymore. So another news organization decided, well, if they were doing that, we should be able to do that. So yesterday, Joe Biden killed 4,000 people.
Oh, damn.
Well, that's what they were saying Trump was killing. Look, Trump killed 4,000 people today. Well, if you're going to say it about Trump, then you can say it about Biden. It's going to make people crazy when you do it. But just say, 4,000 people died under the Biden administration yesterday. And, well, and as Biden pleaded with one of the reporters that asked him a question about the rollout of the vaccine.
I saw that yesterday.
And he goes, hey, man, give me a break. Oh, can you imagine if Trump had said that? Hey, man, give me a break. No.
I just got here.
But
we're just getting started.
But I will tell you this. He's just started. You're right. He just started.
He just got started.
They're going to find out that people they picked to be in their administration after like 3 weeks. They're going to be. They won't be fired as publicly as Trump did. They will be moved around because you think that somebody's going to be able to do this job, or and a lot of it is the undersecretaries. You know that people bring in with them They are just not ready for this level of intensity, and that's been one of my main concerns about Joe Biden is he going to be strong enough physically, and he may be. But is he going to be strong enough physically to go on and stay on as a president has to do without it wearing him down?
If you follow the schedule of the president of the United States, it is pretty damn demanding. I mean, if you take a look at what Trump did while he was in, I mean, it was every day. Every day he was doing something, every single day. Sometimes he'd speak for an hour and a half on TV, then he'd go meet with, you know, he would go meet with officials, and he's back and forth and back. And I mean, the guy worked, right?
He did.
I think the problem with Trump is he was his own worst enemy when it came to what came out of his mouth.
And we have people in here, in our chat room. Here's some comments. Curious, it's a norm that when Dems are in charge, they reduce the military, take away individual rights and freedoms, increase taxes, greatly attack the Second Amendment, etc. What is going to be different under Biden? I don't support that. Well, I don't support that either. I'm totally against that. And, you know, I hope it doesn't, you know, that we go, hey, this is KCNR, Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your station of insurrection.
That's right.
There you go, station of insurrection. In other comments, we'll see much more censorship via federal rules and regulations to include attack on independent media to make them unofficial and marginalize them. Well, they do that already. And then somebody said, if I'm looking for some light reading this weekend, research the Act of 1871. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to actually look that up. Thank you.
We will now. Okay, hey, I'm here with Ted Leidy, and this is Open Line, so if you've got something you'd like to say, something stuck in your craw, one of the things that it cost $19 million in Sacramento to protect the Capitol.
Which was an absolute waste of money.
Money. One person showed up.
Well, of course.
One person showed up, and then they said there were 50 people across the street with signs. That was it. You know, the paranoia of the left.
I don't think it's paranoia. I think it's the dramaticism of it, making drama out of all of it. You know,
the people that that invaded the Capitol, which is wrong, and you're going to get hammered for it. Did was it gave the other side, the Democrats, a real reason to start doing things like, well, these armed insurrections. We better take a look at, you know, keeping guns away from those radical terrorists. I mean, you can just see it coming.
I hardly posted on that, and here's why. Because in 2020, I watched them burn buildings all year.
Yeah.
And kill people in the streets. I got to tell you, although it's a little shameful what happened, it's nothing new for me. I mean, it's hardly news.
Well, you know, and then Portland is burning again, and this time they attacked the Democrat state committee's offices, and they were burning Biden signs because they want, as they said, revenge. I'm not sure what the revenge is, but they're still doing it. And then the Portland mayor is still letting them get away with it. So, anyway, got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Their team of experts will provide just outstanding medical support to somebody that's had a stroke, but also on how to prevent strokes. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. 45 degrees out there, 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy's joining me today as my co-host, getting up early and rolling in here and researching stuff. Today's the 22nd of January. And it's 7:34 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there. And if you think about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle in the charging station up to $20,000. That's what I saw was in the handout that was in my electric bill. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Ted, you mentioned that all we can do is vote here in 2 years. Well, I'm going to vote in 2 years, but I'm certainly not going to trust our elections. You got any thought on that?
Yeah, so Carl and I were talking about that on the break. So it is, the worst part is the perception. Whether the election was free and fair or not, I don't know. I don't believe so, but the worst part is the perception. If the public does not perceive that the elections are free and fair, then you've got an issue. I mean, you've got a problem.
You've got a big issue.
Yeah, because like we learned in the military, perception is really reality for everybody. And so,
well, maybe that's why the Democrats wouldn't investigate it.
Well,
so
I believe that to be true.
So there's the perception out there that it isn't legitimate and keep us from voting.
I believe that to be true.
So the way they've got to do this is to ensure that this doesn't happen again, is to say that, you know, if you go through the process to get an absentee ballot, you know, you're registering and all that, people have done that. If you, but beyond that, people need to show up at the ballot site. And if they say, well, 1 day isn't enough, well, fine, make it 3 days.
Or five days.
And during that, you know, and make sure two of those days are the weekend.
You know, I'm not sure, but I think it says that the election has to be on the 3rd of November or whatever date it is, and that's it. So you've got to change the Constitution. You just don't change. That's my thoughts on that.
Well,
but you know what? It really doesn't matter. If they can make Puerto Rico and D.C. a state, hell, they can go back to everybody vote in person and dip your finger in the ink because we're beat. That's my thoughts.
Well, D.C. will never become a state. I'm almost positive on that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And you know what? If we do that, then let's make American Samoa a state.
Sure.
And Guam. It's supposed to make all those places states, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. Well, I hope it doesn't happen. I'm with you.
Well, but,
I wouldn't put anything past these people that I think are dishonest and don't like our country.
It's 1 day at a time. That's the way I look at it. Look, it's 1 day at a time.
But you have to have plans for the future. Like, in 2 years, if people are mobilized and they've said, okay, we're going to make sure we're out voting, and you change the House of Representatives and the Senate to the other side. And, right, if you do that, if you control one of those houses, you can, especially the Senate, you can control anything that gets through there. So that's the big thing.
And the Democrats are going to control everything that gets through there for 2 years. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks.
I'm not sure that's happening because I think that there are senators out there like the guy from West Virginia. He's already said, I'll never vote for doing away with the filibuster or packing the court. Well, that just switched it over to 51. But then you don't know which way Romney's going to go. So, but it's right now, I'm saying 30 days. See what happens in 30 days, and then start making your plans then, because things need to calm down. They need to, you know, Trump needs to get off the front page, and it's going to take 30 days to do that, I think. So we'll see. Let's just see what happens here.
Yeah, the media has, it's really kind of a double-edged sword for the media, because he's their golden goose. If he falls off the page, what are they going to talk about? I mean,
Kamala.
Yeah, but she's not interesting, either as Biden.
No.
I mean, really, they're just not interesting people.
Well, they're going to, you know, you can tell, you're going to just see
typical politicians.
The ratings of so many of these big networks are going to start dropping.
Of course.
And, in fact, Fox, by the way, who made that, when they made that decision about Arizona, has now dropped a third in the, you know, in the ratings, where they used to be number one for decades. The Fox News has dropped to number three behind, get this, MSNBC.
No.
Yep. I don't know which one the first one is, but it's they dropped below MSNBC, and which to me, and MSNBC and CNN have been pathetic for in the ratings for years. and now Fox, because you know a lot of people that followed Fox News feel like they betrayed, betrayed the cause. Anyway.
Interesting. Very interesting. I didn't know they had fallen behind MSNBC.
So guess what, Governor Newsom is.
Oh, shame. There we go. That's a that's
shame. Shame.
Is that it? That's I just awesome. Got one shot of it. I could have gone longer on that one today. Here we go.
Shame. Shame.
Okay.
Outstanding.
What has Governor Newsom done?
We don't need to talk about it. We hope it gets better with Newsom.
No, over. No, it's over with him.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom, and now this is hitting the papers. You are staying at – he's got the high percentage of people in the stay-at-home tier, right?
Right.
Stay at home. The northern region up here, we're not in that tier because we still have available beds in the ICU. So why, under what circumstances, how do you get your data to keep people at home? I mean, you would think that that would be something that they would put out there. No. That's not released. The data they use to keep people at home. And why is that? Well, according to the story from L.A., that Hollywood and the rest of us in California are just not quick enough. It's too confusing and too complex for the citizens of California to understand.
What?
That is the reason. I can even quote this, and I will. According to... It released estate models. Let me find the exact quote here. Rather than a county-by-county approach, he created five regions and established a single measurement, ICU capacity. Four regions, including about 90% of the state's population, were under the order after the capacity fell below the 15%. They said with the state... State officials said they rely on a very complex set of measurements that would confuse and potentially mislead the public if they were released. So what they're doing is keeping the information from you on how they make their decisions. So when this happens, you have to ask yourself, why haven't you signed a recall on Governor Newsom?
Oh, I already have. Of course we have.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's such an arbitrary that you can't open a restaurant, but they can have in a parking lot, feeding literally hundreds of people on a movie set, but you can't go across the street to a restaurant and sit in there. And when I saw a photo the other day of somebody standing up at Tahoe. Right there where Nevada and California meet. If you take a right and go into Nevada, you can eat in a restaurant. If you take a left, you can't go into restaurants. You have to order your food. You can't even sit outside. They just bring it to you. And the stores have people standing there counting people to make sure it's not over 25% people in there. And that that you've got a mask on, and that you're washing that you're sterilizing your hands, and maybe your whole body as you walk through. I don't understand why it's dangerous over here on this side of the street, and less dangerous on the other side of the street. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And this is why people are having problems with it. Do you wear a mask?
I wear a mask when I need to go into a place where I wear a mask. Believe me, I've been sick. I'm a masker. I don't mind doing it.
Even though that you've had the corona. I mean, put you in a hospital for a couple of days.
Absolutely.
And so even though you've had it, you still mask up.
I do.
And I mask up when I go into places. I yesterday in the San Francisco deli. People coming in with masks, some without masks. Of course, you take your mask off when you're eating. Place is full, by the way.
Yeah, look, so. It's my choice. I don't care if you wear a mask or not. I don't care. If you don't have a mask on, good for you. It doesn't bother me at all. I wear a mask just because I got sick and it changed me a little
and
bit.
And where do you think you got sick at?
I got sick at a family gathering.
Of? It was a wedding. I've used this before, but I haven't talked to you about it on the air. Yeah. It was what? How many people were there?
I saw a total of 15 people.
Of which?
11 of us got sick.
Including, and this my favorite one, was the lady with the four kids, and only three of the kids got it.
Yeah.
And the fourth one didn't.
No, so we and have to she do, didn't get sick either.
Yeah, so we have to do blood tests on him to see what is it. Why didn't they get sick?
It's amazing.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. You would think I would get sick, right? As many people as I see on a gun range, as many people as I see in a classroom, right? Even though we take their temperature and we sanitize all the time, and we managed that. And we do manage that very, very
taking
well.
Taking temperatures when they come into class.
Yeah. You know, we do contactless renewals where you just head over and shoot your target and come back and we grade it. And, I mean, we've got it really figured out. I went to a wedding. I was off at 5 o'clock in the evening. I was at the wedding at 9 because I had to drive 2.5 hours to get there. And, hit me hard, man.
It did. And,
I didn't think
and your
about
bride,
it.
And your bride, but she didn't get as sick as you did. We were all worried about you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It was an ambulance drive.
It was an ambulance ride.
That's right.
So
did they treat you nice?
They were nice. Yeah, I laid there for.
Did
10
you
days.
Sign them up for? Did you sign them up for a CCW class?
Yeah, well, lots. Yeah, I carry cards everywhere, you know. So, so I laid there for 10 days. My wife had the little pulse ox thing on my finger, and she was taking measurements on it, and it would go down to 90, and then it would be 89 and 88 and 87, and she's like, I'm calling ambulance. I said, you're not calling an ambulance. Actually, what was really going on is it was Saturday morning, and the Oregon Ducks came on at noon, and I did not want to go to the hospital that day. I wanted to at least enjoy my football game, right? But so it was about 3 in the morning. She said to me, I'm calling ambulance. I said, no, you're not calling ambulance. I just want to go back to sleep. She said, you've been asleep for 10 damn days.
Well, and let's just say that you say one day you were at 89 and it's supposed to be 92 as a minimum. The next morning you were at 80, buddy, and that's when she called. At 80, they put you in the hospital.
Yeah. I had bilateral pneumonia. Yeah, that was there.
Yeah. Okay. Here
they
we're
took good care of me, though. I started getting better really quick.
Seriously. Well, and you know, but the fact is, and the way I used you as an example is, here's a big, strong guy. I mean, strong guy, warrior ethos.
Absolutely.
You know, pushed through anything, and you ended up in the hospital for 2 days. It's serious. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip-sync challenge performances and Best in Bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, and she has built two different divisions in her company, one for insurance and one for financial advice. And are your investments in the right spots? Are they bringing you back the returns that you want? Are you set up for the rest of your life after you retire? Well, those are questions you should have Judy and her staff look at. You can give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and talk to them down there. And, you know, Judy, like I said, is an expert in this and is will for sure give you just the best advice. I'm here with Ted Leidy, who is my co-host today, and Ted is also the founder and the chief instructor of Northern Firearms Instruction, and I work for Ted. I think I work with Ted.
You work with
we all work
you
with
and
you.
I. We forget this, but it's you and I and Ted Ogilvie and Gary Pickle that are still there, and Bob Shaw from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then and then everybody kind of came in.
Afterwards,
but yeah. No, we work together. You know.
Yeah. What are some of the laws?
Well, the biggest law that's coming up is the enactment of the law that's going to control semi-automatic centerfire rifles. So, beginning in July, mm-hmm. semi-automatic centerfire rifles will be handled just like pistols. So you have to be 21 years of age mm-hmm. without an exemption, of course. And, of course, the exemptions are pretty long, law enforcement and, you know, military and things like that. But for most of us, between 18 and 21 years old, some automatic centerfire rifle will be off limits.
And that doesn't, and, you know, people immediately think of the black guns and this, but there's
right.
lots of rifles out there
oh,
that are centerfire. There are hunting rifles that only, they can only hold 4 or 5 rounds, but they are semi-automatic. The Browning.
VAR, sure.
Yeah. Okay, so... The exemptions on it, though, I mean, what if you have, can you gift one of these to somebody that's 19, you've got a son or a daughter you want to take out, honey?
Well, you could never gift an assault weapon anyway, so that's kind of out. You can still gift a converted assault weapon mm-hmm. using a custom stock system or whatever, just like a pistol. So all of that is still in play.
Yeah. And can a
but you won't be able to purchase it from a dealer.
Can a 18-year-old be able to go out hunting?
Sure.
And all this without do they have to? What do they have to do to show? Do they, with their own gun, can they do that?
Oh yeah, sure. They can. If, I mean, it's obvious that they're legally going to possess it. Now, realize that normally, game wardens, unless there's a crime committed, don't run registration on the spot for rifles and shotguns because we just started registering them.
Right.
So many of them are registered.
Yeah.
So that's one part of that. So, yeah, an 18-year-old, sure. I mean, with written permission, a 16-year-old can go.
Okay.
I mean, they can drive. They
right.
can carry the firearm legally, and they can hunt or do other shooting activities.
Yeah, target shooting.
Whatever.
Crap. What about the, you know, now we're paying, we have to have a background check for ammo.
Well, it's an eligibility check. It's
okay.
not a background check. I got schooled on that.
Did you get schooled on that?
Yeah, someone schooled me on it. So
it's an eligibility check.
Yeah, it's an eligibility check. Are you eligible to purchase ammunition?
Right.
Basically.
And then I've run into people that are law-abiding citizens that are, like, they shoot skeet or trap or, you know, dove hunt. Going in to buy ammo, buy two boxes of dove loads, let's say. They're not used to what's happening.
No, no. And what you need to realize is if you're ever going to buy ammo, make a note of it just to go do it today and figure out whether you're eligible or not, and then turn right around and go to the California, the CFARS website. They have the website. Most ammunition dealers will hand it to you. Go to the CFARS website. Update your information inside the CFARS website online so that it matches your driver's license. Because for most people who can't buy ammo, two things going on. Number one, they don't have a registered firearm in the system. You might say, oh, I own 40 guns, but not one of them are registered in the system. So you need to register at least one. Number two, you need to make sure that your address information in the system is the same as what they have in your driver's license. So,
and that happens because if you've moved but you haven't updated your driver's license because, you know, it wasn't due to it, and then you also you have to, when you do that now, is get the Golden Bear type of driver's license, which means you have to bring a bunch of stuff with you to get that.
Certainly don't update or renew your driver's license on the Internet or through the mail because they're going to send you a federal limit supply license. I mean,
yeah.
It's just how it works. It
yeah.
says federal limit supply right on it.
And so you have to make an appointment to DMV.
You've got to go in with your birth certificate, Social Security card, whatever it is else they ask for, passport.
Yeah.
I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but I'm due in November, so I have to go through it.
And if you have a different name, like, say, for women especially, and this is not fair, but you've taken your husband's name.
Sure.
You've got to bring in the divorce certificate from before.
And the new marriage.
And the new marriage license. That's right, the new marriage license.
So, yeah, it is something. But, number one, get a real ID. That helps. Number two, go try to buy ammo and just get it squared away. Because you're either prohibited from buying ammo, which everybody mostly knows who that is, or the system is broke down somehow and you need to go update it. That's it. I mean, that's the only thing you can do. The other thing is there's no ammo to buy. So you need to get the list by phone number of all the gun shops in town and just start making a phone call and asking. You know, they'll tell you. They'll surprise you. You call down to one of the gun shops and be like, oh, yeah, we just got a case of nine in. If you hurry up, you can get some. Well, hurry up.
When they mean hurry up, they mean, like, hurry up.
Yeah.
The gun cave down in Cottonwood, he moved out of a smaller office to a larger office.
Right.
And somebody said they were down there the other day, and he was just, when he was getting ready to open up, there was a line down the hallway looking for ammo or picking up, I don't know, maybe you can still find guns to sell.
Now, I've been in that gun cave. He's got a lot of stuff. He's got a lot going on in there.
Yeah.
He's got some, JP's gun cave down in Cottonwood, he figures out how to get ammo. I don't know how. I don't want to ask.
No, what we meant to say is he never gets ammo, and so don't bother going down there.
Yeah, we'll be down there this morning as soon as we get off, 9:15. better get ready, JP. We're coming.
And then they limit you on the amount of ammo you can buy, too.
No, they only limit because they don't want one person coming in and buying all of it, which, of course, you know that is true because I've watched you do it, Carl.
I've watched. You've watched me do it?
Yeah.
No, I don't have that much money. But
yeah.
I have watched you do it.
Yeah, I always say, how much can I have? If they say, how much you want, I always say three words, all of it. if that's okay.
All
so
right.
They don't do that. They limit it.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday, launching the start of the former president's trial on a charge of incitement of insurrection over the deadly Capitol riot. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement just a few minutes ago, saying it will be a full trial, it will be a fair trial. Trump is the first president to be twice impeached and the first to face a trial after leaving office. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. is closely tracking variants of the coronavirus. At a White House briefing, he said the U.K. mutant strain, which has now been found in at least 20 U.S. states, is highly transmissible, but not necessarily more dangerous than the COVID strain already here in this country.
However, we shouldn't be lulled into complacency about that, because if you have a virus that is more transmissible, you're going to get more cases. When you get more cases, you're going to get more hospitalizations. And when you get more hospitalizations, you're ultimately going to get more deaths.
On a bright note, Fauci says new COVID cases and hospitalizations appear to be plateauing, at least for now. Millions of Americans are waiting for their chance to get the coronavirus vaccine. In Nashville, Jesse Robinson says he entered a lottery with 15,000 names, hoping to be selected to receive a COVID-19 vaccine.
Every single day I entered the drawing to be picked, and I got a call that today was the day. So had about 5 minutes to just throw a jacket on, run out the door, and then drove over here.
Sales of existing homes rose 0.7% in December, pushing all of 2020 to a pace not seen in 14 years and providing one of the few bright spots for a U.S. economy mired in a global pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7459. That's 800-700-7459. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
A federal judge has sided with Amazon, rejecting Parler's request for an injunction to go back online.
Amazon claimed it removed Parler from its web hosting service as a last resort, accusing the suddenly popular app of harboring what Amazon called dangerous posts, which Parler did not oversee, saying that some of them expressed intentions to disrupt the inauguration and were making threats of physical harm to public figures. Parler devotees had welcomed the platform as a social media refuge for conservatives, especially after some sites had removed President Trump. Critics disparage Parler as a venue for what they call far-right extremists, more so after the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th, which had turned deadly. George Manzani reporting.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a rare suicide attack that rocked central Baghdad yesterday, killing 32 people and wounding dozens. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. President Biden has appointed Allison Heron Lee to serve as acting chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Bob Agnew reports.
President Biden has tapped Lee to hold the position until the Senate confirms Gary Gensler as permanent chairman. Once that happens, Democrats will take control of the SEC. The nation's investment industry regulator is currently led by two Republicans and two Democrats. The SEC is one of several key financial regulators where Biden can quickly make his mark even before his permanent nominees are confirmed. Bob Agner reporting.
The Kremlin has welcomed President Biden's proposal to extend the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between the two countries, which is set to expire in less than 2 weeks. A spokesman for Russian President Putin says Russia stands for extending the pact and is waiting to see the details of the U.S. proposal. The Biden administration favors a 5-year extension. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can get in our chat room at, on our website at KCNR1460.com. Also, today, the 22nd of January, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Jared at the helm, and Ted Leidy is my co-host today, and Ted's got the weather.
Today, there's a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 52, light and variable wind, new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, we got 20% chance of showers before 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 33, calm wind. Saturday, your day off, sunny with a high near 60, north wind to 6 to 11 miles per hour. How'd I do?
That was great.
I think I might have a second career.
You can come in four times during the morning.
Four times during the morning? Yeah. What do you pay for that?
No, you pay me for the experience.
Okay,
you're like
awesome.
An intern. You're like an intern.
Okay, I get that because I still need some work on it.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay.
My mom and dad just changed to Shasta Gas.
You know what?
They love it. You know why? They said a real person answered the phone.
Oh, yeah.
The person who showed up was so helpful, moved the old tank out off the side of the road to get picked up, put a new tank in. So, I was very happy to hear that. That was just like 2 weeks ago.
Not a surprise because, as Chuck Kenny has said in his commercials and in talking with me, is that all the propane comes out of like one big tank.
Right, sure.
The difference is is your customer service. And
how
they pride themselves on customer service.
That's right. How you deliver it.
8:07 in the morning now. The Mega Millions jackpot has reached, 970 million dollars, almost $1 billion in the lotto jackpot.
What is that this weekend?
Friday. Today.
All right. What?
So today.
It's today?
It's today. So if you're going to go out and buy a ticket or 5 tickets or 1,000 tickets, it's for tonight.
I'll probably buy one. I can afford one ticket. You might as well have it.
Well, I do like this. I skip everything up to, till it reaches that 500 million or 800 million mark because, it's just not worth my time. I mean,
what?
I wouldn't accept, you can win $500,000. Oh, okay, I'll do that. I'll go out and I'll go over to Tobacco and Brew. That's where I always buy my tickets.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And I'll buy tickets over there because then they get a cut. Now, what people don't realize, or maybe they do, that play the lotto, is they've had people win up to $1 million on this lotto by having, five of the numbers or something like that, but they don't get the sixth number. So you can win money without winning the big one.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'd take $1 million, too.
I'd take $1,000.
I'd take 2 free tickets for the next one. So have you ever won like the five?
I got a free ticket out of it.
Carl, you won $5. Yes, yes, yes.
$5. Yeah, $5 is $5.
Do a half.
Still winning.
Yeah. You put $10 in, but you got $5 back. So it's kind of like it's kind of like me at the slot machines. Oh, the penny slots. You can't play pennies at the penny slots anymore. Oh, and Linda's in there playing the penny slots, and she's betting a buck each time.
That's right.
How, Well, wait a minute, honey. This is supposed to be for a penny.
Name only.
Inflation. Name only.
Penny slots.
Penny slots or whatever your real name is.
Everything is relative. Hey, so I thought about something when we were talking about the centerfire semi-automatic rifles. Right. I just want to put it out there. So I know for a fact that there are a lot of assault weapons that did not get registered before the deadline. So I mentioned converting them.
Right.
Because I do know students that have come to my class that are really in class because they were ordered to go to class because they got caught with an assault weapon somewhere and they initially charged them with a felony. That's big. That's a big deal. And
here in Shasta County,
in both cases, they didn't know that they were assault weapons. One of the guys bought it from a local gun dealer, and it had, you know, a grip fin on it, so he couldn't get your hand around the pistol grip. Well, he didn't like it, so he just took it off. He didn't know. He just took it off. He's like, oh, that's an accessory, I guess. Took it off, got caught.
How did he get caught?
What happened was him and his buddy were shooting, and the neighbor didn't think it sounded safe, so they called the sheriff. And here come deputy, drove up on the property to see, you know, what was going on. Well, they failed the attitude test automatically because one of them said, what are you doing on my property? Well, that was, you know, kind of the end of the situation for them. Failed the attitude test. I promise you it's going to be a long stop. So he said, well, the gate was open, and I got called and drove in, and let me check out that rifle. And sure enough, the grip fin had been taken off of it. And so cited. It was a big deal, attorneys involved. I mean, it was just really an expensive, long, big deal. It is not that tough. And if
they dropped the felony charges, right?
They dropped it to a gun misdemeanor, yeah, but still bad.
If you have a CCW, would that pull your CCW?
Yeah, of course, because you're in violation of the law. And until you get that taken care of, then you can't have a CCW.
But then they sent them to your class.
Right.
To learn the
law.
Learn the laws.
So that happens.
Now you can take
good for the judge. You figured that out.
Yeah. Well,
you know? Hey, you need to go. There's other places you don't know.
Oh yeah, there's other places that would just put you right in a jail. So if you have an assault rifle, quote assault rifle, we know they're not assault rifles, but
right. California definition.
The California definition of assault rifle. So if you take off the adjustable stock, take off the pistol grip, and the flash suppressor.
Yep.
And you replace the flash suppressor with a muzzle brake, and it looks just like a flash suppressor.
Yeah, it looks cooler in a lot of instances. Yeah.
And then and you put a stock on it that you can grip your, you can still grip it and still it doesn't have it's not a pistol grip.
Doesn't mean the definition of a pistol grip. Still put your hand through it.
Put your hand through it. Now, what happens then if you do those three things?
Well, then it becomes converted to a modern sporting rifle, an MSR, and you can transfer it, trade it, sell it. You can do whatever you want.
Can you put and you don't need a bullet button or anything?
No, you can put a magazine. Regular
magazine.
It doesn't have any evil features.
And the reason I'm bringing this up, my friends, is this, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Is you and I went to a class.
Sure.
And I had the old kind of the quote California assault rifle. And you were shooting with one that had been converted.
Sure.
There was no difference in the amount of rounds going downrange. There was no difference in the accuracy. There was no difference in how fast you could load or anything. There was just no difference. And I wonder how long it's going to take them to figure that out.
Well, here's the thing. If most what we California assault weapons have is a bullet button, right? That means you use a tip of a bullet to press this button. You can't do it with your thumb, right? Because that was legal a few years back, not now. So that's a slow loader to me. I mean, using a bullet button. So if I convert my firearm, which I did, then you could put a magazine release back in it.
Yeah.
You're still limited to magazine capacity of 10.
Right.
But
I did too. I converted mine also.
Right. For most people.
Right.
You know, there are some exemptions if you owned them for 40 years and all that other kind of stuff, but I don't want to get involved in that right now. But, yeah, you still need to have a magazine capacity of 10. You can't put a 30-rounder in there. Go buy one, because right now you can't buy a 30-round magazine.
What about people that bought magazines when when we had that week-long sabbatical from the law? People went out and bought millions of magazines in California.
Freedom Week.
Freedom Week. they could buy 30-round magazines then, and they were legal. But
I believe that to be true, but I do not want to give legal advice on
that. We are not going to give legal advice on that.
I do not. It is too complicated. If you're not a student of the law, if you not understand the law, then just stick with 10 rounds.
Stick with 10 rounds.
Yeah, that's the best advice I can give.
And and then buy yourself 10-round magazines.
Unless you want to get, like, Rick Travis or Chuck Michelle or someone like that on the radio from the CRPA, California Rifle Pistol, they can speak to it.
Or Sam. Sam comes on, and we'll set him up to say
California Gun Owners Association.
That's right. And if you do have the old kind of California assault rifles, and it's sitting in the safe, just make sure it's disassembled.
Now take it apart.
Take it apart.
Take the bottom off the top.
Take the bolt out, separate the bolt completely, do all those things so it can't be fired. So, and that'll protect you too.
Yeah, that's legal.
And that's legal also.
So, okay. I don't mind telling you that because that's kind of simple.
Yeah.
But I convert them, and I don't mind telling you that there are a lot of gun shops in town that will take it in, and they use a Thorson custom stock system. It's about $150. They'll throw it on for you. They'll give you your old parts back, and then you can take it out and you can hunt with it and do whatever you want with it without worrying about it.
Take it down to Bastiani Arms. He's going to do that.
Bastiani will do it.
He can fix it, and you'll be able to have a completely California compliant rifle that shoots just as well and doesn't need a bullet butt or anything. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and those stock systems come in flat dark earth. They come in olive durab. I mean, they're furniture, so you can. You can match them up with whatever your furniture is on your firearm already.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:16 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Even though the sun's shining, it's supposed to be raining today. We'll see. We had some rain this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you just want to surprise your loved one, heading down to Four Winds Jewelry, go in and see Rebecca. And say, I just really want to have just a nice surprise. And she has such a selection of great jewelry, Rebecca and Henry do. From estate jewelry to Native American to things that they designed themselves and built. If you wanted that special bracelet, you could design it, or they can help you design it, and then they can build it for you, one of a kind. They can do it all down at Four Winds Jewelry because they're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm telling you about now, baby. She comes around.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit RedingChamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner is announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites, starting with chicken fried steak as the ultimate utility player for breakfast or dinner. This one plays any way you want it. Choose a 10-ounce Bigfoot or 5-ounce Bear Paw and then add eggs, biscuit, and potatoes for breakfast, or potatoes with country gravy and seasonal veggie for a comfort food dinner that'll last throughout the game. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose chicken fried steak for your next meal. Open for carry-out, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, the 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:21 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. It doesn't look like it now. It's clearing up for tomorrow, and then Sunday, more rain. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crack Master Windshield Repair. Truly a professional from the old school that guarantees his work for life. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can help you. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business, and he brings that professionalism to his job. For an appointment, give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. I'm here with Ted Leidy, and we were talking about gun laws and things that have changed and the amount of gun laws that they keep bringing up. Now, the latest I saw, it hasn't been passed, but it's been brought up. Did you hear this one, that you can't use lead on training ranges? Have you heard that one?
I heard about it, but kind of with the pandemic and all that.
Yeah.
Well, that would include indoor,
outdoor ranges.
Yeah,
so you can't
be the right death knell.
Down at the Reading Gun Club, and I told everybody how I ran for office for the very first time, and was elected.
The Reading Gun Club Board of Directors.
I'm on the Reading Gun Club Board of Directors. There were six spots available. I got the sixth one.
Yeah, and the rest of them were filled with incumbents. So.
Yeah, so it was kind of, you know, the fact that they send you out the ballot and you're able to make copies of the ballot and then scribble names on it. I did that with 20 ballots, and I scribbled names on them from people I thought that were members out there and sent them in.
Oh, that was a good idea. You squeaked in.
I did squeak in. I'm sorry, Smash.
Your
wife voted for me twice.
I know. I wanted Alan.
Yeah.
In too.
Yeah, well, you know, but at the Reading Gun Club, you're charging more, not a lot more, but I think it's like a dollar more, because you have to collect all of the lead every year, or more than that.
Well,
I'm still
$10.
It's $10.
Per student, per person.
For the whole year.
For the year, yeah. So instead of 100, it's 110. The $10 goes into a cleanup fund. No, so we can be safe.
And so, how often do you go out there and harvest all the lead that's out there?
Yeah, it's reclaim it. Every few years.
Every few years. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever the EPA says.
Yeah, we just try to. You know, it's very important. We our water is tested all the time, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, I that old bill I don't know if it's going to resurface anytime soon. Did you say you saw it resurface? I haven't seen it resurface.
I saw it resurface,
pandemic.
But it was still hadn't been moved out of their committee.
We were talking a lot about it before the pandemic. Once the pandemic hit, then everyone kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
So, although I do know down in the Bay Area, they have shut a lot of gun ranges down. Two of them I can think of right off the top of my head, just because they didn't, number one, they don't like guns, and number two, you know, they said that the lead was a problem. So not sure about
what
that.
What are the differences? What have you had to change in your concealed carry classes because of the pandemic?
Well, first thing is we really had to come up with a contactless manner to do renewals, and you can Zoom into our classroom session and then go down and shoot the next morning out. You just go from your car to your firing point, you shoot your target, you bring it back, you get it scored. The instructor's right there, masked up, just to do your qualification. Now, basic CCW initial is still very, very difficult because we have to do a lot of teaching. And that is there's normally some, even though we try to keep our distance, sanitize, all that kind of stuff, there's normally some teaching going on within 6 feet. And with a mask on, it's almost impossible to hear anything on a gun range. So we have to be very careful. We take your temperature. We make sure nobody's there that feels sick. And, of course, the classes are much smaller. If you've ever been to one of our classes pre-pandemic, you know, we had every gun range with 5 action pistol bays at the Reading Gun Club, and every one of them is full of people. Now we're down to, you know, 2 maybe or 3 on a Sunday. And we've been doing a lot more weekday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Thursday classes, because that gives the opportunity for those folks who have those days off to get in, and that makes them smaller. So that is the biggest thing. The other thing is, you know, we taught at the Oxford Suite. Well, we taught at Sportsman's Warehouse. Well, mm-hmm. since the pandemic, Sportsman's doesn't have any classes. So in Reading here, we moved over to the Oxford Suites. Fantastic conference room, real reasonable. Well,
good people.
Yeah, great people. Now, they actually told me last week that they were remodeling because of the pandemic. It was a good time to do it because there was nobody there. So now I'm in the process of moving, finding a new conference room. So that's always been a problem.
If you have a classroom or a conference room and you'd like to offer up,
yeah, sure.
Northern Firearms Instruction, you can call Ted at 999-1822.
Thank you. You know my number by heart. That makes me feel good.
But, you know, 999, when you first read that thing, you think it's going to go to some kind of strange site.
Oh, and, I know, yeah. I'm sure people don't answer that phone because, you know, 999-1822, what kind of number is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's made up.
It's a made up. You know, right
from
now,
Chicory Springs, Georgia.
Right now you get phone calls and it's got the 530 prefix on it, yet it's a national level call, somebody trying to sell you something or
just put me in your contacts. Ted Lidie, LIDIE. When I call you, you'll know it's me.
I always do.
530-999-1822.
The phone even rings in a different way. Dun, 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 dun.
Is it Cowboy by Kid Rock? What is it?
No, it's not. It's,
is it Meatloaf? Batter to Hell?
Yeah, it could be that one.
I like that.
The Super Bowl is going to allow 22,000 people.
What?
For the Super Bowl. And of that total, 7,500 will be fully vaccinated healthcare workers, the majority of whom will all hail from hospitals or healthcare systems in the Tampa or Central Florida area.
Okay.
Tickets will be free for the recipients. Additionally, all 32 clubs will select vaccinated healthcare workers from their communities to attend the big game. So, that's kind of cool.
Do you think
cool.
Brady will make it back to the Super Bowl?
Look, you know what? I was a New England Patriots, as you know.
We were
cheering
for
him. We were surrounded by people that didn't like us when we went to watch the Super Bowl in Reno, which that's off again. That's off this year. But I realized I wasn't a New England fan. I was a Tom Brady fan.
You're a players fan.
Yeah, I was a Tom Brady and Gronk fan and Edelman. And you know Edelman's up there in New England just pounding his head on the wall saying, how can I get down to Tampa?
Right.
So here's Belichick, who is obviously an outstanding coach, had a losing season this year. And here's Brady, 43 years old, down in Tampa Bay with a brand new system and everything, is in the final playoff for the Super Bowl, and he could do it. Tampa Bay beat Green Bay bad last time. But Aaron Rodgers is a lot better. I think he's going to be up for this game.
Yeah, this should be a very, very
The other thing is game. Kansas City had Mahomes got helped off the field with a concussion last week.
I saw
week.
That, yeah.
And so they're saying he's going to play. So I can't imagine there'd have to be a bone sticking out of your leg before you didn't want to play in this game this weekend. So
yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I
am a Tom Brady fan.
I know you are. And I kind of like that. I can 43
well,
years
what?
Old, you know.
43 years old, and he's still in there, and he's still throwing a long ball. Not as well as he used to. But what he does, what he brings to the team is that leadership in that win, that you can win. You can win the Super Bowl type of mentality, which is contagious. You know, he brings that winner's aspect. And they've won this year.
I read an article one time that was really interesting. It talked about how the human body actually, you reach your peak at about 21 years old, right, as a male, as far as physical mm-hmm. prowess goes. But the difference is as you get to be 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, even though you're not as fast as you used to be, you're mm-hmm. smarter. You know the game better. You've been around longer. And that experience level makes up for a lot.
Well, you know this. The more you are in combat, the better your chances are
oh, sure,
of
yeah.
living. Because you do things by instinct, by things that you've learned. You stand a certain place or you get down at a certain place. Just because of the knowledge you have. And so you've got Brady, who has seen all this. They were talking to one of the rookies, that was playing, I can't remember which one he was. It was a quarterback, and or second year. And he said, what's the difference between college and the pros? He goes, well, the speed is the same. He said, the speed is the same, but the reaction time of the defense is so much faster. He says they are reacting before I'm doing something. They're moving, and he says so the reaction time. Because of the knowledge and their experience,
right?
They know he can only do so many things on a quarterback, but except for Mahomes.
Do you find it interesting that in the state of California, of course, that they have no participant, no spectators, no fans? But if you watch a game in Georgia or you watch a game in Alabama or someplace, there's a lot of people there.
A lot of people there. It's not full, but there's a lot. No.
Oh, they are not distancing.
Well, it's what the LA. L.A. and San Francisco had to go play in Arizona.
Right.
Because they weren't allowing them into the stadiums, even the teams.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's nuts.
Let's take a break.
All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. The PPP is out there, again, my friends. And Cornerstone Community Bank did such a great job last time getting money to businesses to help them stay open. Hundreds of businesses, millions of dollars. They got to help people. And it wasn't just their customers. Other banks were sending their customers over to Cornerstone to be helped because that bank that they were banking with couldn't do it. They've got three locations here in town, 1845 California Street, right in the heart of downtown Reading, 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. And if you're in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way, Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are still moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. It is 8:32 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. We'll be right back. One, two, three.
Following James in the Tahoma. Stick around and tell us on the table. Where the fell in love with a gun street girl.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks.
Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the content to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
PJI and local affiliate attorneys have recently filed briefs in court in Santa Clara County, California. Now, a preliminary injunction is sought to stop discrimination against houses of worship. Pray for freedom to prevail. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. Carl Bott and Ted Leidy here today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. Their phone number is 244-9478, the only place I've had my hair cut. Since I've lived in Reading, is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I even got Ted to switch.
Oh, yeah. I got my appointment's on Monday,
mine's
as
on
a matter of fact.
Mine's on Tuesday. So last time we were
going to see Logan.
That's what I'm seeing, too.
Yeah.
So, hey, some of the questions that are coming in here. Didn't California ban lead shot? And it did. And it wasn't just lead shot. You can't hunt any species, if I get this correct, with lead. The only thing you can use lead for is target shooting and people. But is that right, Teddo?
It's horrible to say.
I mean, I'd probably put it the wrong way, but you can't hunt, not even squeaks anymore.
You can't hunt anything with lead.
Nothing with lead. So, for all you people that have like 12,000 rounds of 17 ammunition that you use for hunting hunting squeaks, that you can't use it anymore. So, yeah, you can't use it anymore. I say supposedly, but that's not true. You can't use it anymore.
You can't use it anymore.
Anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you go to gun shows?
Do I?
Yeah.
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, nothing. They just wanted to know if you went to gun shows. And
I love gun shows.
I think Patrick Jones is getting ready to have one here.
Good.
In 6 or 7 weeks. From what I heard, somebody put that in the chat room the other day. Other things that are going on in our world with changes and everything. The vaccine being rolled out, the fact is that kids still can't go to school. I also saw a report yesterday that they believe, and this is from Johns Hopkins, the ones that keep all the statistics, said that they believe 800,000 people will die because of COVID-related things, not from the COVID, but from the corresponding collateral damage of people having health problems.
What do they call them? Long haulers? Is that what they call them?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they got a name for them.
No, this is people that haven't had COVID.
These
are people that through drug abuse, suicide, domestic violence, and just poor health because they haven't gone to see their doctors. If you're unemployed, your medical care drops. This is from Johns Hopkins. It's 800,000 people. And you think about this, that the number that are going to, that they estimate will die from not having COVID. But from all the lockdowns, the lost wages, the economy, the mental stress on people is going to be almost 1 million people. That's kind of scary when you think about it. It's one of the things that the police and the places like One Safe Place are saying is what they're seeing with the stress on people. One of them has lost their job, their home. Now the domestic violence cases are going up. Drug related cases, and Stephanie Bridget was in here yesterday reading statistics where the violent homicides went up almost 100%. Now that went from like 5 or went up that was like from 7 to 11.
Well, it's still 100%, and I'm sorry, but I'm not going to attribute that to COVID. That's just poor leadership.
Well,
not on Stephanie's part, of course, because I like the heck out of the DA,
but
it's just putting criminals on the streets and expecting them to not be criminals. They're criminals, people.
And still, they're still having problems getting people out of our jail who've been found guilty and they're felons, getting them down to be accepted at the state prison where they should be. At one point, we had out of 430 seats in the or beds in the jail, we had like 167 felons who had been found adjudicated and found guilty in court. But the state prisons wouldn't take them. So we had to keep them in our jail, which meant then that was 147 or 157 people that we couldn't put in jail. So, anytime you do that, plus the fact all the felons, they turn loose from the prisons.
Oh, yeah, because of COVID. That's the worst part. I mean, look at the news. You just got to watch the news one morning and see they're running rampant on the streets, unfortunately.
What do you see is that going to happen this year? You're an optimistic kind of guy.
I am. I love it. I'm looking forward.
I think I look at the glass half full a lot.
Sure.
You have to in our old business. You couldn't be pessimistic.
Yeah, no, you can't be. You got to be hopeful. You got to think it's going to work.
It's going to work. This is going to work. Now they're talking about new strains of COVID. And but flu changes.
Gets a new strain every year.
It mutates, so you had to expect this was going to happen. So the vaccine, people are taking a vaccine for this COVID. So I assume then is that every year, just like a flu shot, you're going to get a COVID shot.
I am not going to assume because I don't know, but I can agree that could be reality.
The changing the subject here is Facebook is turning in accounts to the FBI of people that are suspected of being at the Capitol for the invasion. Like a lot of people took selfies and put it on their phones, or they put it on Facebook. Not a good idea if you were invaded in the Capitol to do that. But they did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I mean,
typical.
Again, here we go with the picking and choosing. They didn't. I'm sure they didn't send in photos of rioters in the different cities.
No, they were attacking the federal building in Portland, Seattle. Nobody said anything about that.
And they haven't stopped.
No.
And the other thing too is, you know what? You know, people that the media, they just did another survey, and the media is at its lowest rate ever of people who trust the media.
Oh, of course.
And then you wonder why these, you know, why newspapers are going out of business and, everything's digital. Well, no, you're losing people that way too. You know, that the fact is that people just don't trust the media anymore. I don't know if I trust the media anymore. I trust me because I look at, you know, different sources. I don't quote people out of Facebook. I don't quote people from the chat room unless it's something from right here. But the idea that the media is going to give you just the story and the facts, in many cases, isn't true anymore.
If you believe in the media, it would blow your mind. They're worse. They are worse at spreading conspiracy theories than Facebook. Just about. I mean, look at ABC, for instance, mainstream media. First off, the inauguration looked like the Academy Awards, you know, with the red carpet and Hillary Clinton being vindicated and, you know, all this other stuff that old George Stephanopoulos is talking about. It's hardly news anymore. I mean, it's hardly news. You would have believed that Trump was meeting with Vladimir Putin on the side and, you know, he was an agent for Russia, according to MSNBC, which none of was true, of course. You know, it just goes on and on. So... I don't blame them for not.
No,
I don't blame them for not.
You've earned that rating. You've earned the rating, my media friends. Okay, let's take a quick break. And I tell you what, before we take a break, Jane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're living the dream here, Jane. How
right.
are you?
Thanks. Right. I'm good. So I couldn't give you my real name because I am a little concerned about the government. I'm in the middle of an adoption.
Okay.
And anything I say or do, I feel like will be held over my head.
Oh, okay.
So I have a daughter that's homeless, and she's very sick, and I haven't been able to get help for her. So as far as, like, people dying, we have people dying every day that has nothing to do with COVID. So I feel like we're not getting the shots, period. And it's because there has been so much. I think the numbers are skewed. I think it's false information. Why aren't we talking about how people are healing and getting better opposed to why are people dying every day? Because that only scares people. It gives people zero hope. And as far as the Capitol goes, not all of those people were there to riot.
No.
You're taking a handful of douchebags that decided to do a stupid thing, and you're holding everybody else accountable for it and then calling us white nationalists. That's ridiculous. I am come from a very blended family. I didn't learn the Pledge of Allegiance until I was an adult because I was raised a Jehovah's Witness, and I learned later in life what the Constitution meant to me and what to be a patriot meant to me. And now I have to teach my kids the right way. My kids are no longer going to school. They will not go back to public school. They're being homeschooled so we can teach them the proper history to understand what's happening in the world today, why it's happened, why things have happened in history, and why we don't do those things. So try to erase all our culture. God gave us culture so there would be beauty in the world. And now people, and this isn't about Republican or Democrat or any party anymore. This is about good versus evil. So we're fighting evil right now. And the most of these people that are in office that are trying to do these crazy, insane things are going to be dead in 10 years. What do they benefit from it? Nothing. This is about the future of our children. So people need to start voting. They need to start voting correctly and really do their research. I don't watch mainstream media. I don't even get to watch my favorite TV shows anymore because there's so much propaganda in it that I lose my mind. So that's kind of where I stand on everything. I wish people would just get back to whatever normal looks like and just be honest, good people.
You know, Jane.
I love it, Jane.
You know what?
Absolutely.
You should be a spokesperson for America here. I hope I've never given the impression that I think everybody there at the Capitol was a member of the crazies that went in there, because there were thousands and thousands of people that were there for to show their support for President Trump. They did nothing wrong there, and yet you're right. They are being called white nationalists. They are called insurrectionists, and you know, which is totally not true. It's like calling every Democrat a rioter because a group of people in Portland are still rioting. You can't do that. You can't say all. And yet we've heard that from our media, that Trump supporters are Nazi sympathizers and everything.
And it's so far from the truth. I have black in my family. I have gay in my family. I don't agree with gay people, but I absolutely love my gay friends. If you were to mess with them, then you're messing with me. You know, I have a right to my opinion, but it doesn't mean I have to have any hate for you. I don't have to agree with Biden. I think Kamala Harris is the most arrogant person I've ever seen on TV, and that's what I will teach my granddaughter not to be like. You know, there was fraud in this election. To what degree, we'll never know, because they're going to get away with it.
Yep.
And it's not about overturning the election. I think it was really ever about that for every single person. I think it was about, we just want some honesty for a change, but it's politics, and that's the reality of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well put.
Hey, Jane, I think you got the call of the week here.
Call of the
week. And for that, for the call of the week, I've got $40 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets if you want them.
Oh, cool. I'll take it. I love Black Bear.
Okay, so I'm going to put it under Jane, and it'll be in an envelope on our front desk here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
Right on,
thank
Jane.
You,
have
Jane.
A great one.
Wow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Jane's
young, fantastic.
Jane,
that's how a lot of us feel.
Yeah.
I mean, she's looking forward.
Yeah.
She can't look back. She's looking forward. She knows it was bad.
We're way over our break here, but let me say this last thing here is, I know people that homeschool their kids.
Sure.
Just the reason she said that they're getting proper, you know, they're getting taught things in school, are not being taught, which is worse, about our Constitution, about, you know, our history is not perfect, but let's teach the history. And say, this is what happened, this is what was done to fix it, and all of these things, and where we are now, this is a great nation that we live in. You know this.
It's absolutely great. But you know what, affected me? One thing that she said was, she can't even watch her favorite TV shows because they're filled with propaganda. They are filled with propaganda.
They are.
I don't care what it is. You watch it, it has something.
Even comedies on TV, if you ever watch regular TV anymore, is like that. Anyway, okay, we have to take a quick break. 8:51 and more, and we'll be right back.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit RedingChamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to FIFI Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy here in our last 5 minutes because we went over with Gene, and it was a great phone call. And so Chris is up now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What do you got?
I have a subject here that really frosts my keister.
Oh, dang.
On separate occasions, on Tuesday and Wednesday, I received emails, one from Mitch McConnell and one from Lindsey Graham, wanting money to defeat the Biden agenda. Okay. Where were they prior to the election on supporting Trump's agenda?
Yeah, well.
And then yesterday I got a letter from the Republican National Committee begging for money, and they're using Trump's image, saying Trump needs your money. He's no longer in office.
Well, they know he's a moneymaker. There are a lot of people that will send money to that. I got that.
These country club conservatives are way out of touch.
Well, Trump is working his way back around. It's going to amaze me. I'm really looking forward to how he surfaces. You know what I mean?
I'm with you. And it's the thing that he has done, he has raised the blinds on the windows of Washington and exposed them all for what they are. They're nothing but a bunch of prostitutes.
Well, I think that we could do better. That's for sure.
Thanks. We could do a lot better.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks for the phone call, though, Chris.
You're Absolutely. Welcome. You guys have a good weekend.
You bet. You Chris. Too. Take care, brother.
Thank you.
You know, here's the thing is, McConnell says, okay, we can start the impeachment in the Senate in February.
Yeah, Feb.
I hope that it takes all of 2 days, and they just, you know, they're never going to get to 2/3.
Oh, no.
So it's a waste of time. Plus, the other thing, too, is it constitutional to impeach a man who's no longer in office? Because as an example I used the other day, if you can do that after they've left office, why can't you do it before they even get there? Remember how they were calling for Trump's impeachment before he was even inaugurated?
Here's the thing. They spent 4 years wasting taxpayers' money trying to impeach, trying to bring him on trial, calling him a Russian agent. Another 2 months, that's nothing to them. They don't care.
They don't care.
I mean, what do they do?
Nothing.
What does Pelosi do for a district?
Well, you know what? You wish that, frankly.
Look at her district. It's in shambles.
Have you been down to San Francisco?
Oh, it's horrible.
It is. I mean, and they wonder why so many of the companies are moving out of San Francisco and California. They're just tired of it. They're tired of the taxes. They're tired of stepping over people that are injecting heroin into their veins as they're walking into these multi-million dollar businesses, paying people these high salaries, and they're getting constantly harassed by people on the street. They're stepping into human feces. I mean, you know, it's enough. That's her district.
That's
Nancy Pelosi's district. Last thought here. The guy that they arrested because he had the zip tie guy, they've recovered a sniper rifle and more than a dozen high-powered weapons from the home of this Nashville man charged in connection. They found a tactical vest covered in patches and a set of plastic restraints.
Ooh, just like my son who plays airsoft.
Yeah, and matched those guns. They said are among several reasons why federal prosecutors plan to argue Muncho should remain in custody as this case proceeds, because he's got high-powered rifles. I mean,
I'm literally shaking because he walks amongst us.
You know,
he's so dangerous.
Here's the other thing. How many people do we know that have a dozen high-powered firearms?
I wish they would have told us how much ammunition he had, because I would laugh at that.
You know, when we see him,
10,000 rounds of a starter pack.
Yeah, when they say he had over 1,000 rounds of ammo.
Big deal.
1,000 rounds of ammo. You know, you've got that much in .22.
Absolutely. Maybe more. That's so dumb.
Hey,
well, that's the media. That's how the media works.
I know.
That's so misleading.
Yeah, that's a USA Today.
Sniper rifle.
Yeah.
And my dad has a sniper rifle, too. He's had it since 65. He's a deer hunter.
Yeah, I guess I have a sniper rifle and you have a sniper rifle because
we have a
scope on a that I hunt pigs with.
It's a scope.
Yeah. Okay.
Scopes are for military and law enforcement only.
Another grueling 2 hours.
It's so hard on us. I want to thank you for having me over today.
Thanks for getting up so early.
Let's do it again.
We will.
Let's do it again.
Hey, everybody. Have a great weekend out there. And
thank
remember,
Jared.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.